Hey, Curiosity Builders, I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast and find yourself inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back and keep you stuck from getting your work to work. A question I've been asking myself a lot this week as I reflect on what I've experienced in 2020 is this. What do you do when you feel like you've lost all confidence in your creative abilities? There have been tremendous learning opportunities throughout the year. I have had to overcome my pride and my stubbornness by asking for help, instead of increasing my confidence as I worked through situation after situation. I told myself stories about failure and doubt. And if you are in this same place of doubt and searching to transform negative stories into positive habits, I'm going to share 7 ways you can regain your confidence. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/470. As 2020 draws to a close, like most people, I've been doing a lot of learning and reflection on where I've been this year, the experiences I've had, and where I want to go in 2021. And one awareness that I've had is a decline in my confidence, in myself, in my craft, and in my business. And as I begin to think and really dive into this lack of confidence, I decided to go to the Getting Work to Work archives to see what I've said about this topic before, because confidence is a recurring theme for myself. And in episode 184 called Rebuilding Confidence, I shared 5 things to remember when rebuilding your confidence. And some of these apply to what I'm talking about today. Things like, remember your training. What did you go to school to do? What have you spent time learning on YouTube to do? And remembering where you've come from. Where did you start out? How far have you come from where you started? And then remembering what you've done, you know, celebrating the fact that maybe you've started an ongoing video series, or you've been able to keep a podcast going, or you faithfully contribute to Instagram. But then I get into things like remembering why you do what you do, remembering your purpose, remembering your why, and then remembering your vision, where you want to go, what you want to do. And I got to say, excellent points of learning, young Chris. Granted, younger Chris was only 2 years ago, but still, you know, there were things that I learned in returning to this past episode. And while I still connect with these 5 points of remembrance, and then in the episode, I share 6 ways to act. I'm going to go a little deeper in this episode because I've learned new things. I've understood some stories that I've been telling myself. And let's just be honest, the experiences that we've all had throughout 2020 have been unique, to say the least. So in this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to share 7 ways to regain your confidence when maybe you don't have any. And the first thing that I want to share is this. Uniqueness is found in action, not in thought. This is similar to something that I've talked about in the Rebuilding Confidence episode. But the spin I'm putting on it this time is that in the world of 2020, I've been constantly searching for my uniqueness. I've been wanting to think about it. I've been wanting to put it into words. I've been wanting to be able to describe to other people how I'm unique. And I've spent so much time trying to find uniqueness as opposed to being unique, growing in my skills, networking, and connecting to others. The things that I do, the things that a lot of us do as creative entrepreneurs, are heavily competitive. For myself, I'm a podcaster, filmmaker, I'm learning to be a coach, I teach. There's absolutely nothing unique about the things that I do. And as I searched for my uniqueness in thought, I spent less time actually doing And as you do the tasks of your craft, then and only then do you stand apart from other people. Because it is in that action that you find your voice, you discover your spirit and personhood. But when uniqueness is discovered in the action of doing something, that allows time to really show you how you're unique. Because time is the ultimate expression of who we are. The second way to regain your confidence is to unroot the stories that are eroding your confidence. The first thing that I want to say is I recently had to do a yard project where I got rid of a raised flower bed. And there was probably, you know, I don't know how many cubic feet of dirt, but it was a lot. And as I was digging in the dirt, I was amazed at how many roots were beneath the surface of varying sizes. And these roots are a lot like the stories that we tell ourselves. And there are an unlimited number of stories that are just beneath the surface of our life. And some of them we're aware of, and others we're not. And it isn't until you start digging in the dirt that you see the roots. Some of them pull up really easily, and others are so deep that you need different tools to get rid of them. The second story that I'll tell when it comes to unrooting stories is in July, I went for a job. I applied for a job that was a teaching job, and I didn't get the job. And the story that I told myself after that experience was that I wasn't a good teacher because I didn't get the job. And I grabbed the metaphorical scalpel and started hacking away at that important part of my identity. I am a good teacher. I've won an award for teaching. And yet, in my mind, I told the story because this thing didn't happen that I wasn't good at what I do. And as my friend Diane lovingly said, you're really good at fiction. That's one way to really show the power of our stories. A third story that I'll tell is, you know, like most people, my confidence in the primary creative efforts, my primary creative endeavors took a hit this year. As a filmmaker, you know, I get paid to tell people stories. And this year for me, it just dried up. And month after month, my energy to produce passion projects shifted from filmmaking to other mediums. And as I sometimes feel a sense of regret or a sense of, oh, why couldn't I, you know, why couldn't I have done something? Why shouldn't I? You know, you start feeling all these words of regret in your head, and it fuels those stories that really chip away at your confidence. And it helps to remember the wise words of Kelly Baker in my first episode of Beyond Your Imagination with Chris Martin. You're either in it for life or you're not. So the question isn't, why couldn't I be a better filmmaker in 2020? The question then becomes, how will I recommit to filmmaking in 2021? The third way to regain your confidence is to acknowledge the loss. One of the books that I've been reading has a very colorful title. It's by Gary John Bishop, and it's called Wise as Fuck, Simple Truths to Guide You Through the Shitstorms of Life. I was captivated by that title, I'll be honest, because, you know, there were a lot of shitstorms this year. But one section of the book really captured my attention because it was about loss. And not just death, but the whole nature of loss, from the loss of a job, or in some cases, the loss of confidence. And as I really have explored the things that I've lost this year, it gave me the courage to acknowledge the things that I lost this year and to say, these things hurt. And it isn't until I can acknowledge the loss that I can then start tracing the consequences of making decisions based upon those losses. So instead of just saying, you know what, just because I didn't get a job doesn't mean that I'm not a good teacher. But if you start making decisions saying, well, you know, I'm not a good teacher. How could I be a good teacher if I don't get this job? But when you can acknowledge that loss, then you don't have to worry about, you know, the hit to your confidence or your ego when something doesn't work out. And when you can start acknowledging the loss, you can start feeling again. Because I've been very numb this year. And as I admit my sadness, my anger, my pain, my emotional pain, the feelings don't hold as much power and that numbness goes away. The fourth area of regaining your confidence is embracing new challenges. And I love this because in a recent conversation with Marianne Remsburg, she shared the importance of setting challenges for ourselves, the challenges that push us. But the spin she put on it that is so powerful is that she said we don't want the challenges to be so massive that we shut ourselves down. And as I think about 2020, you know, it was a challenging year, and in some ways, it totally shut me down. But let's take filmmaking, for example. If you go from making a 5-minute short film to saying you're going to make a feature film, that is a challenge that can potentially shut you down. But if you say, I want to go from making a 5-minute short to making a 15-minute or a 30-minute short, that is a challenge that can push you beyond your comfort zone, but not so far that it shuts you down. The fifth way of regaining confidence is to define the next level for your life, your career, and stepping toward it. I find that this, though, can be tough if you're in the middle of your career, kind of lost in the weeds of, you know, what do I do next? What is that next step? When you're a beginner, all you can see is the next level. All you can see is where you want to go. But if you're not careful in the middle of your career, all you can see of the places that you haven't gone, you start seeing the regret, you start seeing the cynicism, the despair. So spend time defining what that next level could be. Have more vision for what you want for your career, for your life. But then take the steps to do it. And much like with embracing new challenges, when you can have a challenging vision that guides you but doesn't shut you down, that's powerful. The sixth area of regaining your confidence, and this is something that I've definitely learned the past 2 months in particular, lean on others for support. I am a do-it-yourselfer. I am a one-man show to my detriment. And as I open myself up to others, you learn how to do it more efficiently. You learn how to do it better. Because there's something powerful when people can hold up a mirror and show you what they see. Something that sometimes we're just not capable of by ourselves. But here's the important thing about leaning on others for support. It's not meant to replace your own confidence in yourself. Self-confidence is an incredibly powerful trait, a powerful skill that you need. And it's not meant to foster codependency. And that is the fine line that you walk when you are supported by others. And I think how you make sure it doesn't happen is to make sure that others are leaning on you for support, and that it becomes co-creative instead of codependent. But perhaps the most thought-provoking step of regaining confidence has been this one for me, the seventh one, the seventh and final step. Discover your North Star. My good friend Gabe Ratliff asked me a question last week that I still can't answer, but I'm definitely thinking about almost every day. What is your North Star? That is a damn good question. I know I have one, but I don't know how to explain it, to describe it, because as I told Gabe, I'm like, well, I get out of bed and I go to work. That's all I can explain right now. And I think the answer to regaining confidence is trusting that you are moving toward a North Star that you can identify and you can see. And to stretch this metaphor even further, it's important to know where you're going, because when the North Star is lost in the daytime or the clouds are covering it in the night sky, you know the landmarks and indicators that say you are headed in the right direction. Because I think a lack of confidence is a good sign that you might be lost or adrift. The other day, my dad asked me how I was doing, and I said I felt like I had lost my moorings. But when I relayed that information to another good friend, Diane, who I mentioned earlier, she said that I should celebrate that, because it means that I'm growing and in unknown territory. So in this moment of discovering your North Star, you're able to know that you're not lost when you're growing in an unknown territory. And perhaps my North Star is knowing I'm not alone. So as you dive into the things that have chipped away at your confidence this year, I hope you'll spend some time discovering with these 7 ways how to regain your confidence. And know this, it's not easy. It's not easy to say, today's the day I get my confidence back. Because it has to be step after step after step. It's worth doing. It's hard work. And if you need help, I'm here so that you can lean on me. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.